You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, major breaking news. I want to show you all the moment that J.D. Vance responds to President Biden's cancer diagnosis on camera and immediately makes callous remarks. And then I want to show you how the administration pretended to be cordial and nice about the diagnosis, but behind the scenes, they were immediately working to void the pardons that President Biden handed out during his last week in office. So let's just start from the beginning. Last night, we learned that President Biden was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. It has spread to his bones, and while it has spread to his bones and it's aggressive, the statement said, while this represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. So they are going to be able to manage it, but I'm not sure how long they can manage it. You know, it is definitely going to be aggressive and brutal for President Biden. Off the back of that, Republicans began to send out their remarks. Actually, let's start with Trump, because this one, he said something nice. He said, Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis. We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family. Now, obviously, he didn't write that, but that's what the official Trump account posted. But then, a few hours later, he goes, how much did Kamala pay Bruce Springsteen for his poor performance during her campaign for president? And then according to new reports, Beyonce was paid $11 million. Like, dude, I think that your well wishes are kind of hollow when you immediately follow them with a temper tantrum, immediately follow them with shitting on people. I mean, I would wager within the next 48 hours, Trump blames Biden for every single problem in America. His well wishes are hollow. They are performative. He doesn't actually mean anything by it. It's like the easiest thing ever. It's like dunking on a little child. Of course, you're going to say well wishes. Then Trump's going to go back to calling Biden the most corrupt president ever. Let's see what J.D. Vance says. He wastes no time to call President Biden old. And then I'll show you how Trump is trying to void Biden's pardons.
Oh, no, you don't.
Speaking of Joe Biden, sir, do you have any thoughts on his diagnosis?
Yeah, look, I mean, first of all, of course, we wish the best for the former president's health. And, you know, it sounds pretty serious, but hopefully he makes the right recovery. Look, I will say whether the right time to have this conversation is now or at some point in the future, we really do need to be honest about whether the former president was capable of doing the job. And that's no, you know, that you can separate the desire for him to have the right health outcome with the recognition that whether it was doctors or whether there were staffers around the former president, I don't think he was able to do a good job for the American people.
What are you talking about? He wasn't able to do a good job. President Biden, not only, if you want to start with foreign policy, was able to keep Vladimir Putin frozen out of the global order and held the line in Ukraine, but also domestically, he passed an insane amount of legislation. At this time, during Biden's first term, he'd already passed the American Rescue Act. I believe he'd already passed one more piece of landmark legislation because due to President Biden's decades in Congress, he was able to get both sides to come together. Trump can't pass anything. Trump is genuinely struggling out there. He's allowed Putin to take more land. Prices are rising.
And that's not politics. That's not because I disagreed with him on policy. That's
oh, this is politics. Sorry, just to back up, the fact that J.D. Vance immediately pivoted over, he said well wishes for maybe 4 seconds and then said politics, politics. So we're going to talk about President Biden's age and his politics to make our shitty presidency maybe seem a little bit better. Well, it doesn't.
Because I don't think that he was in good enough health. In some ways, I blame him less than I blame the people around him. And why didn't the American people have a better sense of his health picture? Why didn't the American people...
By the way, what do you mean better sense of his health picture? This diagnosis came out this week. There is zero evidence whatsoever that President Biden or anyone around him or any doctor knew about this. Now, if J.D. Vance wants to present the evidence that they knew about this diagnosis, then go for it, but he's not going to because he's lying. Donald Trump Jr. immediately tweeted out, what I want to know is how did Dr. Jill Biden miss stage 5 metastatic cancer, or is this yet another cover-up? What are you talking about, dude? Dr. Jill Biden, he knows this. Dr. Jill Biden does not mean she is a medical doctor. She's got her doctorate in education, I believe. It's so simple. And also, even if she were a doctor, do you think that like wives do prostate exams on their husbands if they're doctors on a regular basis? It's all just a complete insane bunk thing. But this is all a distraction. What I find incredibly disgusting is what Ed Martin posted on Twitter. So Ed Martin on Twitter says, and by the way, Ed Martin is the interim U.S. attorney for D.C., the District of Columbia. Again, Ed Martin is the interim U.S. attorney in D.C. He says, "Dear fellow Americans, the integrity of the American pardon system requires that we examine the Biden pardons and who did what. We will get to the bottom of it. Count on us." Check out Aaron Parnas reporting this story.
We have some news right now. The new pardon attorney, Ed Martin, who used to be the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia under Donald Trump, has announced that he will now be examining all of Joe Biden's pardons just an hour after we learned about President Biden's cancer diagnosis. In a new post, Ed Martin writes, quote, "Dear fellow Americans, the integrity of the American pardon system requires that we examine the Biden pardons and who did what. We will get the bottom of it. Count on us." I'm assuming it should have said, "We will get to the bottom of it." All the best, Ed Martin, U.S. pardon attorney. Remember, Ed Martin defended January 6ers, was too extreme to be confirmed as U.S. attorney, so Trump made him the pardon attorney. And while several things, number one, there's no evidence that President Biden knew of this diagnosis prior to recently. Number two, there's no evidence that there was anything wrong with any of the pardons that Joe Biden signed. This is just an effort to drum up outrage within the right-wing class. But nevertheless, this is what's happening. Spread the word. I'll do a full breakdown on my Substack, link to my bio, so subscribe.
He is genuinely just trying to stir up chaos. That's all this administration does. Always remember that they are flooding the zone with misinformation and disinformation. I have to pick and choose my stories carefully. Like when Trump posted that meme of himself as the Pope, I didn't cover it until 2 days after because I remember I was trying to cover the tariffs. I was trying to cover the Russia-Ukraine war. I was trying to make sure I was talking about due process and just the economy, things that are immediate. And then finally, when I had a little bit of a rest period, I realized, okay, I never even covered that Pope story. Maybe we should talk about that a bit. But the distractions are something that we shouldn't hop on. We shouldn't be reactive to. They are distracting, distracting, distracting. That being said, the fact that someone in such a high position of power with power over the pardons, is out there trolling about trying to reverse Biden's pardons, which is illegal, impossible, and absolutely terrible. And you know, what bothers me the most is that after Trump sent out this first post saying, "Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis," all the Republicans on Twitter, people like Charlie Kirk and Piers Morgan, were saying, "Look at how classy and cordial Trump is. Trump is one of the classiest presidents we've had in a while." And as I pointed out earlier, it didn't even take him 12 hours to then go, "How much did Kamala Harris pay Bruce Springsteen?" And then he says, "How much went to Oprah and Bono? I'm going to call for a major investigation." Brother, in the middle of the night, you're calling for a major investigation into Oprah, into Bruce Springsteen, and into Bono, and Republicans want to act like Trump has the moral high ground and now has all this moral clarity on how to look forward and how to be a unifier when something terrible happens. And then he tweeted out, "According to a news report, Beyonce was paid $11 million to walk onto a stage, quickly endorse Kamala, and walk off to loud booing for never having performed. Not even one song." There was no booing. I don't even think she was paid $11 million. That was fake as well. And she also endorsed Kamala before this, so you can't even say that. She endorsed Kamala before this. She was making a celebrity appearance. Remember, the Democrats and Kamala illegally paid her millions of dollars. This is an illegal election scam at the highest level. I hate the gaslighting. Please never forget that Donald Trump tried to overturn the 2020 election in 10 different ways, through a fake elector scheme, through storming the damn Capitol, through pressuring election officials like Brad Raffensperger over and over and over. He tried to steal the election. Now he's deflecting and I hate it. If you appreciate us for spreading the truth, all that I ask is that you scroll down and drop a like. I think if we hit 1.5 million subscribers heading into the midterms, we'd be showing Fox News and everybody how serious we are. 1.5 million. Join the community below. Appreciate you all. Peace out.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.